Broadcasting live from an Airstream somewhere in Tornado Alley, bringing you the people, places, and stories from the Panhandle to the Red River. This is your Only in Oklahoma show.
And welcome to the show. Today, we're giving you the skinny on the taste of Summer Ice Cream Festival in Broken Arrow. And later in the show, new tech is saving lives at OU Children's. I'm Brett.
And I am Harley.
We are back.
We are.
Our triumphant return.
You have to stop getting sick.
See, you're better. And I don't know if you can hear it, but I got a little bit of a, it's like a nasal sinusy sound in my voice. So, dude, this year's been just a wreck.
I don't know what this cold running around is, but 3 weeks is bull. I'm just throwing that out there.
Oh, yeah.
Anything that lasts 3 weeks is total bull crap.
I mean, I'm ready to believe any cold conspiracy theories. Give them to me.
I am going to say I'm normally of the opinion if you have a cold, you got to plow through it.
Yeah.
Deal with the circumstances and you'll be better for it on the back end. But I finally broke down and took Mucinex.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're like you gave in.
I did. Like I'm normally let it run its course,
right,
kind of guy. Dude, after 3 weeks,
yeah,
like, I need to sleep.
You're like, neti pot, I love you, but you're not doing it.
Yeah.
My whole house has been sick kind of off and on. And, you know, with little kids being around other little kids, it's literally like playing ping pong ball with immunity.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of fighting it off now, but I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because it's, you know, 70 degrees at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and 30 degrees at 8 o'clock in the morning. I don't know. I can't explain it.
To give us something to look forward to.
Can we please?
We're getting a little bit of a jump start.
Gosh.
On an event. It's coming up June 22nd in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. It is the 22nd year of the Taste of Summer Ice Cream Festival in Broken Arrow. And it is brought to you by a name that you're going to recognize.
Okay.
It's brought to you by Bluebell Ice Cream.
You know what? Listen, I will tell you right now, I'm going to go on the record. Bluebell Ice Cream is superior to Brahms. I said it. And it's okay if I say that. They're both Oklahoma-based companies. You don't think about Bluebell being Oklahoma-based, though.
No, you really don't.
It's one of those where, there for a while, you remember when it was Bluebell, it was Borden, Highland. Borden's not around anymore. I mean, Highland still makes ice cream, but Bluebell makes the flavors. And I'll tell you right now, and I was going to wait till later to say it. I'm a snow cone over the ice cream guy. Maybe it's because I'm addicted to candy and it's like a candy to me. But if I'm going Bluebell, it's OG vanilla. Give me just plain old vanilla. They've got some of the best ice cream there is. I would go to eat Bluebell ice cream.
Well, you need to save up for this one.
Why?
Need to save the space for this. This is an all-you-can-eat situation.
No.
So the event takes part in Central Park in Broken Arrow. The tickets are really inexpensive, but they're cheaper if you buy them earlier online. I think it's around $7.
Yeah.
But you can do it at the gate the day of. It's
family-friendly.
Family-friendly atmosphere. Mm-hmm. But literally, all you can eat ice cream. They bring out hundreds of gallons of ice cream, dude.
For the price of the admission? Yeah. I would break my one rule to eat ice cream.
What is your one rule? What is this one rule thing?
I don't know. I will think of one. Probably my rule of not eating ice cream. But all you can eat ice cream? Gosh. Now, I kind of like ice cream. I like snow cones more. But how many snow cones can you eat? One, maybe?
I don't like snow cones at all. I don't understand
really?
The concept.
Huh, interesting. What's your flavor? What's your point? If you're going to eat ice cream, I've actually never seen you eat ice cream in 15 years.
I don't.
What's your poison?
It probably goes straight up chocolate.
Okay.
Or,
you seem like a Rocky Road guy.
No.
Really?
No.
Too busy?
Yeah, there's too much going on in there.
Yeah, and I can't get down with marshmallows in my ice cream. Just give me vanilla.
I'm
basic.
Not a marshmallow fan at all.
I'm basic. Give me chocolate chip. Give me vanilla. I don't need like crunchy, chunky, rockily, chocolatey road. I don't need that stuff. I don't need it.
As far as activities though, at this event, there are a bunch of them. They've got an inflatable playground for the kids. They've got face painting artists there. something for us. They have a car show.
Hey.
They've got live entertainment.
Yeah.
So bands playing all day long. Bluebell Creameries is going to be providing at least 24 flavors of their ice cream, plus their confections, you know, like the ice cream sandwiches and that sort of stuff.
Dude, I'm jumping ahead because I can't believe it.
Go ahead.
At most, you're paying $8
uh-huh.
for all-you-can-eat ice cream.
Uh-huh.
That's a hill. I'm willing. An $8.
You might die.
I was going to say an $8 homicide. I'm blaming Bluebell for this one. Bluebell maybe do. $8.
You have to bring one of those jumbo deals of insulin with you to the...
Yeah. My fanny pack's going to be loaded with just insulin pins ready at the ready.
They do have something that I think is probably more in my lane.
What?
They have a steak cook-off. They have the steak cook-off contenders there.
Yeah, that's you. That's
displaying their wares. They're going to have art vendor stalls, though, for the, just to be as well-rounded as possible. Mm-hmm. They have the art vendor stalls. New this year, though, they're supposed to have something called Water Wars.
Okay.
For $5, you purchase pre-filled water balloons to use in their designated Water Wars area.
Oh, wow.
I think that sounds like a lot of fun.
That'd be fun,
especially in June.
In the heat of summer. $8 is a small price to pay, though, to probably melt as quickly as the ice cream will.
Oh, yeah. I think...
As cold as it is right now in the mornings, I think we're going to pay for it. It's going to be brutal.
Yeah, I think this is going to have to be... This is one of the events that you're definitely going to have to carve out time for just because I'm predicting a hot summer.
Oh, yeah.
So, spending a day eating ice cream and playing water balloon fights.
You're going to have kids puking because they ate too much. Adults being the same. Like, yeah, I'll eat myself into a stupor. $8 vanilla ice cream. All I could eat.
They also have something that I thought was really cool. They have an area that they call the Get Active Zone. This is for kids. This is specifically for kids.
Oh, yeah.
They have a whole lot of different skill groups that they cover. So they do things like soccer drills or martial arts or ballet. There's really just kind of something for every kid to participate in to see if they like the idea.
Why do kids get all the fun? Why can't there be like a let's get physical zone for the adults?
I think you could probably participate, maybe.
Yeah, that would be fun being like, yeah look, kid, you suck.
You could be, you know, like bring your kid.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, we're going to learn this. And then just kind of ignore your kid, and you're over there.
He's like, I want to play. I'm like, no.
It's my turn. It's daddy's turn. Sit down and shut up.
You want us to win, or you want us to freaking lose? Sit your ass down.
Anyway, again, it is coming up
quickly.
Saturday, June 22nd, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Taste of Ice Cream. No, it's not called Taste of Ice Cream. Taste of Summer Ice Cream Festival. I almost said Taste of Ice Cream. No joke, it's a Taste of Ice Cream.
But if you want more information on this event, check out their website, tasteofsummerba.com.
It's because it's badass.
Or Broken Arrow.
Badass Broken Arrow. And coming up after the break, a breakthrough in tech at OU Children's Hospital.
I'm Raven Rollins, and this is my Southern True Crime podcast where I discuss cases from my former hometown. Ada, Oklahoma paints itself as an average community, but its history of murder and corruption runs deeper than any story has ever told. You'll hear plenty of special guests, including authors and experts in their fields, who visit with me on each episode, as well as other cases in the southern states. With notorious and unknown cases alike, every victim sees the light on my show. This is Sirens, a true crime podcast.
So, news story out of KFOR.
Yes.
New technology at OU Children's reduces or eliminates seizures before they start.
I will say this. I had a great experience with Children's Hospital when Carson had his open heart surgery at 6 months old. That place is top notch. If I had $1 million, I would give it to him. This is great news for OU Children's. It's a great facility. As a kid that also grew up going there every 5 seconds for something. It's a great facility.
I think it's a testament to them that they always seem to be on the cutting edge.
Right.
Like the newest technologies, yeah. They're right there. But this sounds really, really interesting. They're eliminating seizures with a device that's implanted into the brain. It's, to me, sounds like a pacemaker.
For your brain.
For your brain.
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, 100%. It sounds exactly what it is.
There's one family said the procedure has their young son feeling better than ever, and it's a first of a kind in Oklahoma. And according to the chief of pediatric neurosurgery, that's exactly what he calls it, a pacemaker for the brain.
There you go. OU Medical, or OU Children's, is an interesting place to be because when you're there, you don't think about this. People come from literally, all walks of life, all parts of the country.
Mm-hmm.
OU Children's in Oklahoma is a premier facility. And again, like you said, they're always on the cutting edge of what the next thing technologically. And again, this is something this is cutting edge as it gets. Imagine what a difference this could make.
You know,
it already is.
I had an aunt who had seizures when I was a kid. And that's terrifying for a child.
To witness that.
So I can't imagine what it's like.
To be a parent witnessing your child.
To be a child and actually go through it.
Yeah, I can't imagine. No.
But it's minimally invasive.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's so many times, especially over the last few years, where there's so much negative that can be said about the
medicine,
the medical industry in general, medicine.
Yeah, they've taken a hit over the last 4 to 5 years. Yeah.
So the fact that there is stuff like this that's still happening,
uh-huh,
I think it makes all the difference. But the fact that it's happening right here in Oklahoma,
that's big.
I really do think it is.
No, I appreciate everything that they do up there at Children's Hospital. And if you have a chance to go up there and just check out the facility for no reason, but to see how state-of-the-art this place is, it's amazing.
There's a lot more information on the story, some real personal accounts,
mm-hmm,
of people that have had this procedure and how it's gone. If you're interested in that information, we'll include a link to KFOR's news story in the show notes.
That sounded weird. I'm not suggesting you go down there and walk around the building, but they're adding on, constantly building on to OU Children's Medical down there. And yeah, they're doing some great things. And I don't have any, out of all my experiences in medical care, OU Children's by far has been the best overall experience, top to bottom.
Well, especially with your son Carson,
absolutely,
and
that was during COVID.
Yeah,
when it was like being in the Walking Dead.
Yeah,
it was crazy, but yeah, love what y'all are doing.
We do have some feedback that we need to discuss, primarily coming from YouTube.
Yes,
Johnny Walker reached out again.
I bet he did.
You know, JW Racing 77. He also said, "Great job on the last video." But John Walker commented on a couple of our videos. First and foremost,
he's claiming, he's denying that he's a JW denier.
He has not referenced JW Racing in any way, form, or fashion.
Go ahead.
He did reference your video, the K-Pwez 2 in Mustang, Oklahoma.
Yes.
He said they do great stuff.
They do. Yeah.
And that he is shocked that the other restaurants in the general vicinity are able to keep their doors open.
Yeah, that's the problem with Mustang. In most areas like it, Yukon, small towns that have tried to get big britches, they're overstuffed with chains. The quality of overall quality of food just isn't there. You know, names that you've relied on for the better part of 30 or 40 years aren't. Nothing is the same. Portions are different. Recipes are different. But at the end of the day, it's about the people that prep your food. And if I've said it from the beginning, I've got nothing. I'm all for my teenager getting a job, but I don't think teenagers belong in a kitchen.
I don't know if I agree with that. But
what?
I started like my...
It was different then. It was drastically different for us when we were kids. We were 20 when we were 16. We were adults. It's a different, it's a maturity. I don't know what it is. But I've had some experience here recently where kids were, you know, kids running the kitchen, kids running the front of the house, back of the house. And you can just tell. I mean, again, I have kids. It's not like I'm like, kids are gross. You know what I mean? I just, Mustang is one of those towns where the managers have are a third my age. Nobody cares. There's nothing. Johnny, you're 100% accurate. No one gives a shit. That's a lot of it. I hate eating out. I despise it with a white hot passion. First of all, because there's nothing good to eat. All the good places that we like to go to, notice how all the local joints that we like to go to close before at a semi-reasonable time. They're not open past 8.
They don't have to be.
They don't have to be.
Yeah.
But it makes it hard to find something good to eat after 8 o'clock. Shit, diners aren't open 24 hours anymore. A lot of them aren't that used to be. So it's hard. It's becoming.
I think Waffle House stole all that business.
Yeah, they did. But it's made it increasingly difficult, thank you, COVID, to find good places to eat at a reasonable time for the rest of the world that's not on a, you know, 7 to 4:30 schedule. I don't know. I agree with him 100%. If you get a chance, I'll say it again, and you're in Mustang. There are a couple of taco places. There's one that's right up the road that I'll cover eventually, right up the street from them. But swing through, I'm telling you, the quality of food, hell, just about any taco truck. I think y'all, everyone has their favorite. Hell, we used to eat that one right outside the studio. Mm-hmm. It was a banger.
Yeah.
I think a lot of them taste the same. It's really just your preference, what side of town you want to be on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, this one does some different things. You definitely want to check them out if you're there, but...
Well, we had another comment on that video.
Yeah, sorry.
VStar1100OKC said the relish is the best part.
Oh, the relish is... It's so good. It's so good, VStar. So,
yeah, they are in agreement with you on that. And then there was also...
Johnny, that name's made up.
And then there was another person that commented, and their name is Dragon Balls. They commented that the relish is the best part.
The relish is bomb. Of a vegetable that's a throwaway vegetable, carrot. A carrot is a throwaway vegetable. It is for color, texture, crunch only. Is it not?
You've never eaten carrots that I prepared, so.
See, I can't do the honey braised.
Oh, no, that's cool.
Balsamic,
no.
Reduction,
no.
Bugs Bunny,
no.
The Bugs Bunny reduction carrots. See, I don't like carrots that are boiled or grilled or just give me the relish. Give me the relish. Carrots are a throwaway vegetable unless it's a carrot cake. And even in carrot cake, the only thing it does is adds a little bit of texture. That's it. Here's the deal. I'm challenging you. I'll even buy the shit for you to make. Make your carrots. And Crowder me. Change my mind.
I will. It's on.
Okay.
Mission accepted.
Mission. It's going to be Mission Impossible, Mr. Hunt.
Dude, they've made 77 of those movies so far none of those missions have been impossible.
They've been highly improbable.
They've been.
Until the next one.
Almost guaranteed.
Mission.
Almost guaranteed.
Yeah, mission almost guaranteed.
We're gonna throw in some twists and turns in there, but we can pretty much assume that by the end of the movie, the mission is going to be accomplished.
You know, I haven't really thought about that like that. I'm like, man, I love these Mission Impossible movies, but I never think about it. It's impossible.
Yeah.
Nothing is impossible with Ethan Hunt and his wily, motley crew. You know what I mean? Of MS, what is it? Is it MS6? What is their MS, their... They've been disavowed.
MI6?
MI6. That's it. MI6. Well, I wouldn't eat a carrot if it was from MS-13. That's the gang from El Salvador.
Would you eat a carrot if dipped in?
I have at a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
But this has been the Only an OK Show. I am Brett. Wait. I forgot something.
What'd you forget?
If you have carrot recipes, if you got feedback for our feed bag, if you want to admit that Johnny Walker is in fact JW Racing, and if what is it, V Spot? Was it V Spot or V?
It was V Star 1100 OKC?
V Star 1100. So a V Star is a motorcycle, by the way.
Uh huh.
1100 CC. So he rides a motorcycle.
Maybe. Or it's a video star, and he's 1100 years old, and he lives in Oklahoma City.
Or he's got 1100 views.
Or there used to be a console
V-Star
for kids,
V-Star 1600. Yeah, that's true.
He could.
Oh, he could be a gamer.
He could be a gamer.
From way back when.
Who That's only plays like Fisher-Price games, because that was like for kids.
Was that pre-ColecoVision?
No.
Oh, it wasn't?
No.
Okay. Well, anyway, if you have miscellaneous feedback under pseudonyms and nicknames,
shoot us over an email. onlyanokshow@gmail.com.
Yep. We're there 24 hours, 7 days a week. Some big announcements coming on the way. So we're looking forward to delivering those to you. Barring any more viruses
or bacterias.
Trojan horses on the computer. Is that a thing anymore?
Yes.
There's still Trojan horses on computers?
Yes.
Wow. Even, well.
I don't know what they eat, though. Probably hay.
What's the guy that, the virus guy that died mysteriously? McAfee. I think he died like in a heroin. Is McAfee still an antivirus thing that we could use against Trojan horses?
Yes.
I don't know. You tell us. Can you still use McAfee for your antivirus? Let us know. Email us onlyanokshow@gmail.com. New episodes every week. I am Brett.
And I'm Harley, and we're out of here.
Peace. Check, 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 check. 1-1-1-1. It's been a long time.
Been a long time since I'm rocking and roll. Been a long time since I'm blood on the moon. Yeah, let me get back, let me get back, let me get back. Been a long time, oh. Been a long time, been a long time, been a long, lonely, 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 lonely time.
We're back at it. We're getting the band back together.
Been a long time.
We're on the tribute tour.
Check.
I think it's funny, bands that do the Farewell Tour 3, and then yeah. It's like Farewell Tour 10. You know what Kiss did? Gene Simmons. That's my Gene. I'm Gene. I'm a marketing genius. He is doing NFTs for... It's going to be virtual concerts.
Huh.
Dude, if Gene Simmons can put a logo, he's a freaking juggernaut, man. He'll sell anything with that freaking logo on it.
You want a kiss on your feces? I can do it, Gene Simmons.
So how have you been, bud?
Finally getting over this shit, dude. Like, literally, nuts. It's been 2 days that I've been...
Just a portable charger? What was your first cell phone? This is McDonald's. I don't know why it's making a thing of it. 6180?
No. The Motorola black phone.
This is a Razor?
No.
Just straight up Motorola basic. Remember when we had to pay per text, like 10 cents per text?
Oh, yeah. I remember getting a bill.
For like, overages? Or like, for your texting?
Getting like a $600 bill for a cell phone.
My first wife. All right. It's the Only An OK Show coming to you live from an Airstream somewhere in Tornado Alley.
A seven nation army couldn't hold me back. They're gonna rip it off.
Does he say, we're going to Wichita?
Taking their time right behind my back. And I'm talking to myself around because I can't win again. Back and forth to my mind behind a cigarette, and a message coming from my eyes says, "Leave it alone."
It's a good tune.
It is a really good song.
It's a good song. It's a banger. Kids don't say it anymore.
It rocks.
What's that song?
I wanna rock. I want to rock!
Somebody named Bruce Hall replied to your Oklahoma Smoke barbecue video.
Yeah.
And said, I thought that was a dope shop.
It does look like it. I mean,
yeah.
It does have a dope shop feel to it.
Pop-up weed shop.
That's a good idea.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's.
Are you ready to kick this
No,
thing?
I'm actually not. I want to take this time to tell you something. I have a confession to make. I got cancer. I wasn't going to tell you. I was going to make it a secret. But I could not tell you. I got cancer. I confess.
Ass cancer.
I went out and got cancer. I didn't tell nobody. You think you're the only person I didn't tell? There's this video real quick of Walker, Texas Ranger. It's got Haley Joel Osment on there. And it's a scene, I guess, his character's coming to visit, or not visiting. He's like, I'm not visiting anymore. And by the way, Walker told me I had AIDS. It's like, this is the 90s. And then all I can think of is, he got AIDS from his mom, Jenny, in Forrest Gump. Watch any movies lately? Strike Force 12. TV.
I saw a movie that I actually liked. It had the girl from The Thing with the people. She was in the werewolf movies.
God, you're losing your touch. She was in the werewolf movies with the hairy guys in it.
It was the hairy werewolves. No, and the what was her name?
I don't know.
She was the, like, she was a vampire, like enforcer.
Kate Beckinsale, Underworld.
Yes, that one. Was in this movie called Jolt, where she had, like, serious anger issues, and she would literally shock herself so that she didn't.
Oh, I heard it. Is it Amazon, right?
I don't know what it was on, but I was so surprisingly impressed with the movie.
Jolt. I've heard about it. I used to have a signed poster, Underworld poster, and I sold it for $100. Now I'm regretting it. But, yeah, I like her in just about everything she's in, especially my freaking bedroom. Am I right, guys? I'll tell you who I don't like. I don't like Mia Jovovich.
I do.
I'll tell you a movie. Hot take.
Yeah, I know you're
gonna. I don't like Fifth Element.
That's because you're wrong. It's fine. You're allowed to be wrong.
Okay, it's fine. And somebody, what was it? I was talking to somebody the other day. What is? It's Requiem, Alien versus Predator. Requiem, we don't like.
Yeah,
it's the first one that's pretty good.
Yes, Alien versus Predator. We liked so much so that we planned our next Christmas around going to Alien versus Predator. That's Requiem.
Right. That's right. Yeah,
which turned out to be Alien versus Predator CSI.
Yeah, I didn't like that. Did you see Prey yet?
Yeah, I liked it. No.
Did you see there's a trailer for Alien Romulus?
No, I did like Prey. I am going to say
Predator's a little too overpowered for her to.
I'm all for girl power, blah blah blah.
Careful.
But let's be honest, the weird tomahawk on a string thing.
Oh yeah.
Was a little much. And, you know, the whole premise of the Predator series starts off with Arnold Schwarzenegger basically getting his ass handed to him.
Yeah.
And just by sheer luck manages to outwit the Predator.
So, I'm with you. I think that it was a great movie. I do think that Hollywood has a tendency. I think you don't have to intentionally water down the male co-stars to bolster the female heroine. They did it in Ghostbusters 2016, which was an abomination. They did it in Prey. They've done it in any movie where the woman is the hero.
Mm-hmm.
The guys are always aloof. They're always like, I don't know.
Well,
they did that.
What was the Ghostbusters with the girls?
Oh, God.
Can we be real about the way they portrayed, what's his nuts?
Chris Hemsworth. As a dumb blonde, like, basically.
It was unnecessary.
Yeah, it was unnecessary. Unnecessary. By the way, don't waste your money on a Frozen episode.
You already saw it?
Yeah, it's no good.
I didn't mind the first.
Oh, you saw it?
No, the first one.
Afterlife was good.
I thought it was good.
I think they tried too hard to go, remember me?
Oh, there's so much nostalgia.
Yeah. Are you going to see it at some point?
It'll show up in the feed.
Peck comes back, dickless. Ray's back. The whole band's back together except for Egon.
Peck comes back dickless.
Well, Peck, you know. Well, dickless here, it's true. This man has no dick. Peck from the first one, the EPA guy.
Yeah.
He's the mayor in this one. They blew a perfect opportunity for him and Ray to have a pissing contest. They blew an opportunity there. Too many characters, not enough ghost busting, but really none of the movies have had a ton of ghost busting in it. It just felt like they were trying to throw too much at you, and then give you a bunch of, like, member berries. It was fine, but it's not one you're like, when it comes out, I'm getting the steelbook. It's just not happening.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. basically said, not happening on the lights.
Oh.
Not happening. On.
You have to dig.
No, that's fine. The reasoning behind it is because they don't want to give anybody the wrong impression that it's not apartments and it is in fact a... I'm sorry, that's a piss poor excuse.
If that's the case, then take down the sign.
Take it down.
Because you can see it in the day.
Yeah.
So are we confusing people in the daytime?
They're turning Cherokee.
In fact, do we even know what it means?
Chick-Shay?
The city is named for and strongly connected to Native American heritage as Chickasaw. It's the Choctaw word for Chickasaw. What does Chickasaw mean?
Is it the Chickasaw mean Choctaw?
It means Chickasaw and
logic.
Just going to do it. What member of a Native American people who are once... Oh, it's a tribe. I just wonder what it means to translate. Half Cherokee and Choctaw.
Well, baby, she's a Chippewa.
Something tells me he doesn't play that song live anymore. My baby, she's a Chippewa. What's that say? My baby, she's a... I'm an Indian outlaw. Half Cherokee and Choctaw. My baby, she's a Chippewa. She's a one of a kind, because there's no Chippewas around. I can shoot you with my bow and arrow. You cannot say that, Tim. I can wear a... elk skin, don't you know? No, you actually can't wear an elk skin, Tim.
If he's 1/264,
he can.
Then he can say whatever the F he wants.
There's some of the whitest people right now with tribal tags. I'm like, when's the last time you got your booster shot from the freaking reservation? Your mail-in tag. I'm mad at my tribe right now. Because here's the thing. Now tell me if it makes sense and we'll go. We'll start. I can't get a tag, an Indian tag, on my car with my name on the title, with her name on the title, because her and I aren't. Does that make sense? I'm mad about it. You can't. Well, are you married? No, but I'm on the title. She spent a couple of Indian babies that are on the. Everyone in my family's on the roll, man. Give me my Indian tag. Put it on my war wagon, my little red wagon. It's true. Remember that movie? He's looking at his. I don't know what it was. They insinuate that she's looking at his sheriff's package. Oh, it's true.
That was
Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, Blazing Saddles.
A movie that's never gonna is untouchable.
Oh no, yeah, the
Airplane, untouchable. And he's sitting there and telling his story, and the Arab is pouring gas on himself and lighting him at a guitar. I'm like, man, dude, you can do anything.
It actually has some tune to it.
Okay, are you ready to do this?
Let's kick this pig.
Let's get it started. Yeah. Everybody, get loose. Everybody, drink your juice. Take your vitamins. Don't do drugs. Drugs are bad for you.
Mr. T, don't do drugs. Only a fool does drugs. I love Mr. T. So ridiculous.
Do you remember? Oh, do you? Real quick, just indulge me. Pull up the freaking Key and Peele Mr. T thing. Real fast. Just real fast.
When he's in the park.
Yeah.
We don't make friends with somebody because they're haircut.
You find it? Dude, I will never.
Respect. It's a pretty cool Nobody thing to do.
Nobody likes you girl.
Well, you're a different color than me, and that's bad.
Oh, yeah? Well, you dress like a...
Now, hold on a second.
Whoa, Mr. T.
Never make fun of the way a man dresses. The way a man dresses is his business. Remember that. Whether it's overalls, chains, or feather earrings, however they dress, it's not to be joked about. I pity the fool that judges another man's clothing.
I'm sorry I judge your clothing.
It's okay.
Hey, Scout. There's a man over there who said he'll give us candy if we get in his van.
I don't know if that's a good idea, Tim.
What are you afraid of? Is it because you have a stupid name like Scout?
Hey!
Whoa! Mr. T again!
Never make fun of a person's name. Your mama gave you that name. Or you made it up for business purposes. Either way, it's personal. I pity the fool to make fun of another man's name. Mr. T's a cool name! It's a cool name, Mr. T!
Hey, Scout. Want to do some drugs?
Aren't drugs bad?
I don't know.
They're looking around for Mr. T.
If you're afraid of drugs, you can drink a bunch of alcohol.
Yum, that sounds good.
Well, guess what? Your hair is stupid.
Never make fun of another person's hair.
Hey, Mr. T.
A person's hair is the artwork that they present to the heavens. Just like I've been saying.
It isn't fair. Beware. People care about their hair. Anxious for the home where I lay my head. And I cry about your mean jokes in my bed. A is for anxiety that fools provoke. When they looking at my hair and they making jokes.
And for your information, it's not even a haircut. It's a rare form of male pattern baldness. You fools!
His cry is the best.
Real.
I love the
say something about this card.
Oh dude, I remember that day. I was dying.
Yeah, like that was so. That is probably
one of the top five.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Do me. Oh my
God. I've never hurt so bad laughing at something. You ready?
I am ready.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.